Ian Evans, our master of ceremonies here for the 2011-2012 Heineken Cup draw. And, well, it's all complete. Admirable job, by the way, keeping up with all of the details that went in. But, well, suggestions that maybe pool one's the pool of death, if there is one, Munster, Northampton, Saints, Scarlets and Cast. But it seems to be fairly evenly spread.
It is fairly evenly spread, to be honest. You know, you go back several seasons, it was one, possibly two pools of death, as we like to call them. These days, you know, it's all very evenly matched. So much quality, so much depth to the quality as well. I think that's the key aspect. You know, when you've got tier four teams, that includes Montpellier, Racing Metro and Castres, you know you're gonna have quality. That the quality goes all the way throughout the pool, and it's some huge pools there, no doubt about it. The pool one, for example, with Munster, Saint Scarlet and Castres, you know, tough, really tough. You got pool five with Biarritz, Ospreys and Saracens. You got pool six with Toulouse, two English teams as well. You know, it's some really tough, you know, and pool four, Leicester Tigers, Clermont, Ulster, who are investing heavily at the moment as well. You know, I'm really looking forward to Tigers going to Ravenhill to see how that unfolds.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking at the draw as a whole, do you think it weighs to the advantage of any particular nation?
No, I don't think so at all. I think it's you look at the quality of teams there now, you know, and I always look at the tournament every year, potential winners. More than one handful of potential winners there. I'd say there are a multitude of potential winners there. And I think that's a great reflection on the quality of this tournament.
Yeah, Toby Booth was suggesting that if you really get your game on, you can start to make some real strides in the early stages of the competition.
Yeah. Well, I think that is the key part of this. I think we might end up seeing some very interesting results in the opening two pool games in particular, because a lot of them will be back of Rugby World Cup. How you integrate the key players or your top players back in is going to be important. And, you know, and it's a fairly condensed season in terms of Heineken Cup, as you got used to, unlike what we've got used to in the past, you know, with so much rugby being played in December and January. I think the key element for me is the quality of your pack. The bulk of the tournament is played in the wetter and colder months, as we saw last year in the quarter-finalists, of the quality of the packs in all of them. I think that was the common denominator for me in last year's top eight sides.
Finally, they say it's the best club competition in rugby in the world. Would you go along with that?
Oh, I think so. We were entertained royally throughout last season. Some wonderful games and a mesmerising final, you know, which will stay long in the memories of anybody who was there. Electrifying, and to see the two best teams, and they were the two best teams in the tournament, go head to head and unforgettable. And let's hope we see another final equally as good in Twickenham next year.
Fantastic, Ian. Thanks for your time.
Great. Thanks. Pleasure.